Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Feral Audio.
What's going on?
What's crapping in?
What's crapping in?
Isn't that funny?
That's my favorite. When did you learn that?
I don't know. I've always had it. I've just never shared it. I don't know why.
I've never in my whole life heard what's crapping in.
That's the best.
It reminds me of like you instantly should be wearing like a trucker hat and have like a nicotine stained mustache.
That should be on a trucker hat. What's crappening?
And you should have like sunglasses on, maybe the back of you should have a sunglasses tan.
Totally.
And be wearing Wrangler jeans.
Instead, I'm just me. What's crapping in?
So much is crapping in.
Hey, this is Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. That's Allie. I'm Georgia.
It sure is. Well, that's
Slumber Party, the crappening.
That's what I learned this week.
What's crappening?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Podcasted. Okay. This concludes this episode of Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Okay, we always start this with one thing we learned. So the thing that I learned is gross. You ready?
We started our last podcast that we recorded pretty gross. A lot of our podcasts are gross.
Okay, do you know how one of the ways that you could tell that you had the plague way back in the 1600s when the Black Plague came about?
You were dead.
No. You could tell that you were... that you had the plague and it was coming on because you could smell something sweet.
Really?
Do you know why you could smell something sweet?
Was it your nose rotting?
It was your internal organs collapsing and rotting.
Oh.
So if you smelled something sweet, you probably were going to die because your internal organs were already collapsing and rotting as they were in your body. I'm fascinated by plagues.
Could you smell other people's rotting bodies?
Yes.
So what if you were like, I'm dying.
But I think
like,
you can smell yours more than it. I think because it's inside your body and going up into your olfactory before. So probably no, maybe no.
Then you know what I feel like? Then you give the other people the plague and then that's the ultimate whoever smelt it dealt it. Because you dealt the plague to your whole village.
Yeah, but there's no one around to laugh at that joke because they're all dead.
They're
from
all
the plague.
Dead.
It's not funny.
From the plage.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
Which do they collapse in any old order? It's just like usually that liver thing rots first because it's just so overtaxed.
Overtaxed and toxic. Like, full of toxins.
All this plague out and
probably.
I'm so tired.
Man, what a bummer.
You know what happens is the liver's like, I'm just going to close my eyes for a second. And then
liver,
everything.
You always say that and then you fall asleep.
I'm going to close for 1 second. Five more minutes.
Liver. And then you slap it across the face.
And then it's dead.
Okay. Oh. So rotting corpses.
But alive
not
corpses.
Not dead corpse. Oh my
pre-corpse.
God.
Pre-corpse. Can you imagine if you had to fill out a form and it's like, are you corpse, pre-corpse, non-corpse? And you're like, I'm pre-corpse. We are all pre-corpse.
We are pre-corpses.
Do you ever lay in bed at night and think, it's so weird that someone's going to have to dispose of me?
We're animated skeletons.
Yeah, I know. It's weird to think that there's 4 human skeletons in this room.
Oh.
They all just happen to be breathing and shitting.
Ew, I just got the chills.
If I saw a human skeleton, I would get heebie-jeebed, but I make out with them.
Yeah, you do.
Isn't that weird?
I always think of when I see people's teeth, I imagine their skull with the teeth in them.
Have you ever seen those pictures of baby skulls where they have the adult teeth that are hanging out in the wings?
Just conked up into their skull.
Right, in these, they're like backstage.
It's amazing.
And they're just like waiting for the opening act.
It's amazing.
To fall out.
We are incredible creatures. Oh, what'd you learn?
I learned something about you.
Uh-oh.
That you never told me.
Oh my God, you're smiling.
And I feel betrayed.
Menacing.
This has been years. Oh, you've never told me.
What?
I learned.
Oh my God, something's going to happen right now and I'm scared. I have a lemon tree?
You have a Meyer lemon tree.
Are those Meyers?
Outside your window.
Yeah.
You're so nonchalant about this.
I know, because they're always covered in the exhaust from people driving up the... I know.
I don't care. You have a Meyer lemon tree.
I know.
You've lived here for years.
And I was never positive it was Meyer, but they're very sweet. Right?
So it's Meyer lemon tree. I drive around neighborhoods looking for fences to climb.
They're also tiny.
So what?
I know. And like... Yeah.
Don't say that about your lemons. They're the right size for your tree.
I just plucked a couple and I made a turmeric lemonade out of it.
God, I can't believe that this whole time.
I'm sorry.
You would be like, yeah, I've got an oil derrick in the backyard. Should I tap it? And you're like, yes.
Well, help smell yourself. This. No, I know. There's a bunch
pass
in my
fridge.
Pass it to
our guest. Like,
it's incredible.
I walked past. I was walking to podcast. I walked past. I was going to tell you how quantum computing works.
But to be honest,
I don't really understand it.
I don't care.
But then I saw this lemon tree and I was like, holy shit, those are Meyers.
I didn't even.
You don't have to apologize. I'm just saying it's exciting as hell.
Grab as many as you want. I think this is the end. I think they're all dying off now too, so you should grab them while you can. And then like they only come out like once a year.
Really?
Yeah.
God, this is
pretty. It's a pretty jank lemon tree.
But there's a million lemons on there.
I know. It's pretty.
Can I take a couple on the way home?
Nobody else does.
Why not?
I don't know.
Probably because you don't tell enough people.
No, I mean in the apartment building.
I'm saying in general, you should tell all of your friends. You should lead with that information.
You guys, I have a Meyer lemon tree.
Thank you for being
honest. I was so scared when you were plucking something out of your pocket. And I'm like, what is she going to... You didn't tell me that insane thing. I was like...
Really?
No.
Like, what could it possibly be?
I don't know.
Just a picture of you and my dad canoodling. Can you... I'm trying to think of the worst thing it could be. I can't even think of... Even if you got arrested, I'd be like, oh, whatever.
There's some stuff.
Really?
Of course, everyone has
that I
stuff.
Could take out of my pocket.
Oh, that you could take out? No,
it would be like just a dirty heroin needle.
Yeah,
like I found this in your trash.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
But I walked past your lemon tree and I was very excited. Let's ask our guests.
Okay, we are really happy to have our friend Catherine Spires. She is the host of the podcast How It Got in Your Mouth. She's a writer. She's a food writer. She knows everything about food and cocktails, and she's awesome. And we've known her forever and we love her. Hi,
yes.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, ladies.
Your podcast, let's start right off the gate.
Wait, we have to hear what you learned.
I just want to say really quick, your podcast, once again, How It Got in Your Mouth, is so funny and good. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Tell us what you learned.
Okay. Well, shockingly, I learned something about food.
Bring it.
Awesome.
Love it.
I learned a new tiki drink recipe. New to me.
Okay.
New to me. It's been around since the 30s, apparently, and it's called either the Papuli... or the Nui Nui.
Oh. Stop.
Yeah. Aren't they fun names?
I'm already drunk off those names.
I am shit-faced and I have a hangover at the same time, which is what happens when you drink tiki.
I love tiki stuff, and I think that Mai Tai is like the best kind of drink, but this one might even be better. I had it. It's half an ounce each of fresh orange juice and fresh lime juice, mm-hmm. and then 2 ounces of rum, and then a quarter ounce each of cinnamon syrup, vanilla syrup.
What?
I know, but hear me out. An allspice dram,
stop.
Which is like
a
rum liqueur that has allspice like in it.
Ooh.
And you finish it off with some bitters.
That sounds good.
It's so good.
It sounds weird.
Exactly. When they said cinnamon, I was like, nah.
Yeah, and allspice too.
I know.
Clovey.
Does it taste like the holidays?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can drink it all year round?
It's like the holidays, but you have a lay on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if you wanted to, in the dead of winter, like at Christmas time, be like, let's pretend it's warm. I would say yes to that drink.
That Christmas, that Hawaiian Christmas song.
I never remembered that
it's
ever.
It was on Christmas Story.
God.
Right?
It's the best movie ever. Right. Mm-hmm. Where did you have this beverage? Did you make it?
No, I had it made for me because this is how much I love tiki stuff. I went to a tiki seminar.
No way.
My love is real and true. Wow.
Where was it?
It was downtown. There's this 3-day event called Golden State of Cocktails that George and I actually went to a party for it. Mm-hmm. But before that, I was like in a conference room, like looking at a PowerPoint presentation about the history of tiki.
Fun. Yes. They're fun. When you go to a conference for alcohol, it's really, it's like a you're like a conference. This is boring, but they give you booze. Exactly. So it's like kind of awesome.
Yeah. I had like 5 drinks,
which is hard to learn stuff when you're like, oh, I'll taste this. Well, I tasted this one and I want to see if it how it compares to this one. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, where am I?
Yeah. I mean, I took a lift down there very much. Smart. So I was like, I'm going to be drunk at the end of this. So.
We had a cocktail at that Golden State of Cocktails event that I like can't stop thinking about.
Which one?
It was all these, they have all these booths with alcohol brands and they all make a signature cocktail. And the absinthe one.
Oh.
It was absinthe, which is like licorice-y, but then it was coffee, chocolate, and sugar.
Weird.
So you'd think coffee and chocolate with absinthe. I fucking downed it. It was really? So good.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Oh.
It was so weird.
Was
and
there
I make
anything,
it.
Was there a garnish to it?
Was it rosemary?
There was something in it.
Weird.
It tasted like a dessert. Like
it
a
totally did.
Dessert, like a weird but good dessert.
And the absinthe was like subtle. I think it was coffee liqueur and then chocolate syrup and then like a little bit of like simple syrup.
Interesting.
It was fucking great.
I would never think to put like orange and all, like I guess maybe orange and allspice, but
with rum,
that's a weird and then an absinthe and coffee.
Yeah.
But that's why you go to things so people make things and then you try them and you kind of rip them off and make your own.
Yeah, exactly. And you think of a funny name. It was like, it was a little medicinal, but like in a good way.
Right.
Like remember, you know those mints you got at the pharmacy when you were a kid that was like the chocolate mints?
Yes.
Tastes like that.
Interesting.
It was very interesting. Let's ask her a slumber party question.
Okay.
First, I guess we should, do you have a ghost story?
I don't have an actual ghost story, but I have this thing that happened to me.
I feel like that's what we should stop asking if people have a ghost story. Show. Do you have a ghost thing?
Yeah.
You're like an acquaintance to a ghost story.
People are like, I don't have one. I did get mauled by a poltergeist.
Right.
They're like, you're
is
in
that
denial.
The same thing?
Yeah.
You my house was this. Haunted from when I was a kid.
Right. Okay, wait.
What's
so
your
what
ghost thing?
Well, it's not so much a ghost thing as I don't know if the term is supernatural or paranormal.
I love
it. Is.
Either way.
But it's when I was 3 years old, and my whole family is very much from the West Coast, but for a while, my grandparents lived in the Southeast for my grandpa's work, so my mom and I visited them in Nashville, Tennessee, when I was 3 years old.
Haunted as fuck.
I should preface this by saying, like, I'm not spiritual.
Yeah.
Really, which is mostly because I'm, like, apathetic about everything. Like,
that's a religion.
I mean,
apathy?
If someone's like, I want you to believe that fairies exist.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah,
that's great.
I love that. That's called nihilism, I think, when you just don't care, right? Apathetic
that's
works.
Spiritual from. Impressionism, I think. Is just you're like, I'll just buy whatever.
Right. Because I'm too exhausted to fight with
exactly,
you about
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
So
exactly.
Sure.
So you're not a spiritual 3-year old.
Right. Not. So we go to a plantation as a tourist activity.
Yes.
That's what people with unexamined privilege do.
Oh, no.
And we're pulling up. It's me, my mom, and my grandma, and I'm 3 years old, and I'm like, oh, yay, we're here. And my mom's like, you don't. Okay, sure, why not? And I'm like, Mom. And then we walk out of the car, and we go up the stairs into this plantation. I grab my mom's hand, and I said, I want to show you my favorite dollhouse. And we walk in through the door, and I like head down the hall to one room. We go into the room, and that is where the children's toys exhibit is in the room, including a dollhouse.
Chills. I can see her children were across the way.
Yeah.
Your mom, I would have been like, leaving you here. Bye. I would have just left you.
You belong to this world now.
Yeah.
What? Oh, what did your mom do?
I think she just kind of like rolled with it a little bit. Like, because, you know, little kids are weird.
Yeah.
But I think she also didn't want to like upset
right.
me by overreacting. But yeah, it started with the dollhouse, and then there was like a couch I wanted to show her because it was pink and
there
pretty.
There was more?
Yeah. There were like multiple rooms in the house where I knew.
They were like, here's where the slave
no.
lived.
Kind of, yeah. Like, I knew where the barn was. Like,
holy shit.
And you had not examined a leaflet about this
I was 3, I couldn't read.
That's
the thing that like convinced my mom because I couldn't
stupid.
Read the plaques. You know?
Yeah.
So I just like knew where stuff was
creepiest.
In this house.
What if your baby's haunted?
Oh my God, what if your baby's haunted?
You're gonna haunted baby.
What if your womb is haunted and your baby picks up that spirit? Haunted wombs.
Oh. Polterfetus.
Polterfetus.
That is crazy.
Baby geist.
Do you feel like you have like a pull to the South? Like, are there, you know how there are those cultures that you're like, I feel like I know more about this than I.
You know, I don't. I don't have that with the South at all.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, like I am like almost zero Native American. I have a tiny percentage, but like I feel this really weird, like if someone did a reading and they're like, "You used to," I'd be like, "Of course."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I feel that way about China, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like specifically like northwestern China, like Mongolian area. I've always felt like I'm like from there somehow.
Wow. See?
Okay. I know I just said I'm not very spiritual, but like I feel that way.
That's interesting.
But like this idea of like having too much of an emotional like affinity for something that's unfamiliar. Like Georgia, you're Eastern Europe, but
we were chased out of there and they didn't want us, so I don't really feel, I guess LA, because we came to LA, like they immigrated. So yeah, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm fucking here.
But you're never like something about the Yukon territory just makes me gives me butterflies.
Nostalgic, makes me want to stay there. Right. No, nothing.
I wonder if other people have that. Because like, you know, you'll meet a white dude who's just obsessed with Japan and you're
right.
Like,
that's a different issue.
Right.
Very, very good point.
But do you know what I mean? Or is
Hawaii
it just,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Or did you just have like awesome Mongolian barbecue once and you're like, I love that. And like, and to me, did I just like, I don't know, like go on a field trip.
You like teepees.
I mean, that could be it. It's also, you know, when people think about having past lives, they're like, I was a queen in medieval or something. And that's why I kind of believe that this might have been a past life, because clearly I was a kid talking about dollhouses. Like, I don't feel proud of it or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, maybe I died as a little kid or something. Like,
ooh, creepy.
Kids died all the time back then.
Nope. I just believe in past life. Scarlet fever. You started smelling your sweet, sweet rotting organs.
Delicious organs.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but from a mathematical perspective, that doesn't make a lot of sense because our population is expanding exponentially. So, like, we don't have enough souls to fill all these goddamn bodies.
But there's not a count.
Well, I know.
And there's not a soul.
I'm just saying, like, are like half the spirits moonlighting? They're like, oh shit, man, I live in this white lady over here, but I gotta make it over,
God.
To this like
if there's
Spanish
a
guy.
Spirit in me that's like waiting around, like
doing double time.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little more time, bro.
I don't know, man. But maybe you've got a frog at the helm.
I don't
maybe
want no part time soul. Frog.
Maybe you've got like a there's like a. A chickadee bird that's just like, I'm gonna live in this lady.
Aww.
Who knows? Maybe you're controlled by a dead
it's
chickadee.
It's my literal spirit animal is a chickadee.
Yeah. You never know. I don't know. Maybe that's why some people are like more into spirit animals.
Maybe.
Because they just ran out of people spirits and they had to fill them with dead animals.
Or like people who are really into like cats versus dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they have the spirit of a cat or a dog, like aloof people versus overly friendly people.
I always wonder, like, maybe I was like Elvis and Mimi's slave in my past life if I had one, you know?
Right.
And now I'm here to just take care of them and like wait on their hand, paw, and feet.
Cycle continues.
Yeah.
Maybe you're their slave in this life.
The cycle of abuse. Oh, I am. Yeah, no, I totally am.
It's like, that might be happening this
it
time
looks
around.
A lot like a slave relationship. No.
Hand and foot waiting on them.
Sure. Cleaning up their feces.
Scoop my poop. I know. If I could be born into... I think I'd rather be a dog, though, because I think there's a lot of freedom in pooping outside. I think that's got to be so fun to pee on stuff.
You ever poop outside when you're camping?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have.
It's very upsetting. It is. It's not a good time at all.
Yeah, it seems like it would be freeing, but at the same time, you're like, this sucks.
Well, that's the thing is that like if you're doing it responsibly, you have to carry it out.
You do? You can't
bury it?
So that's
like the ultimate not freeing thing.
You can't bury it?
You're not supposed to. Like, I grew up in Seattle where everyone is by nature outdoorsy.
Right.
And you're really supposed to, like, carry a little shitter with you.
Fuck.
And pack out your own waste.
I know.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's horrifying.
I'd rather... I think I'm the kind of person who would go to camp and just not poop. For 2 weeks.
I did that when I was 12.
I think we all did that, right?
Yeah, I think that there's like an emotional cork that happens when it doesn't seem convenient. You know what I mean?
Like just the smallest percentage chance of the toilet clogging at like someone's house or some, you know, like is enough to just...
It's the most embarrassing thing that can ever happen
to like,
you.
Or like then suddenly realizing there's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right. But you guys, this is part of being a human being. What are we if we're not a collection of our follies? Am I right?
One time when I was little, I was at someone's house and the mom gave us like little bowls of chocolate chips, mm-hmm. like as a treat. Cute. And was like, have these chocolate chips and go on the trampoline. Oh. Guess what happened?
No.
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 It's a horror show.
Oh, my God. We haven't asked most embarrassing moment
there it
in
is.
So many episodes.
And there it is.
Came, that just came right out of thin
came
air.
To us.
Trampoline.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting. And it was like a bunch of little kids.
No.
So, yeah.
You poor thing.
Yeah. Oh. But, like, her fault. And I would hope lesson learned for the mom.
Totally. What if they were, like, laxatives and she was like, I'm going to. Just screw with these kids.
Oh, she was one of those moms who had that Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
And she loves cleaning up shit off a trampoline.
I'm sure that there are ladies
out
there.
Oh, man. Isn't there a podcast that's just about you shitting your pants?
Yeah.
Stories of you shitting. Is it Jonah's podcast?
I think it might be Jonah's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go on that next. We'll schedule
like, why would you want it? There's like, it's not even funny at that point.
Have you had anything embarrassing happening to you lately?
Lately? I don't know. Have you?
I was in a meeting at ABC. I had to present something that I'd been working on, and I was in the meeting giving the presentation, and I looked down, and on the back of one of my papers was a New Year's resolution list I had made, and on it was like, find a boyfriend, do yoga, stop procrastinating on the ABC thing, just like all of this embarrassing shit that like... That I was just like, this has been, I don't know. It was face up for probably 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
And I was like, whoever was sitting next to me could have easily glanced over. But I was like, that is literally like one of the worst things I could have had face up. Like,
yeah.
And I just was had like papers in front of me. But I was, as soon as I realized it, I was just like wanted an ejector chair.
Right.
It was just like, this is a horror
show.
And then
you can't stop thinking about it.
No, nope. Like, no, I haven't stopped thinking about
it. I think that. I'm very good at like, well, that happened and moving on now that I don't.
You're so lucky.
Yeah. That's otherwise, you're just going to obsess.
I know. But I think the problem is if I had the okay from the person that I think I embarrassed myself in front of and they were like, let me do a scan. Nope, not bothered. I think I could move on. But I'm always worried that someone's like, no, it's fine. But really, they're like,
yeah. Oh, you know what? I guess I did drink a little too much and like. I talked to a guy who's a comedian and I don't remember what I said to him. And I'm like, I hope I didn't embarrass myself in front of him. It's more like that.
What's the worst thing you could have said?
I'm a big fan of yours. We met 8 years ago. Remember?
That's cute.
It's not cute. Like it was cute when I was 28, you know, and now it's just sad.
They love that. Are you kidding? Comedians. Why do you think comedians do what they do?
Exactly.
So that people will come up to them at parties and say that they're geniuses.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they do it. That's the only reason we have a podcast.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
Did anything embarrassing happen to you recently?
I feel like every day is a waking nightmare. So yes.
How are we all? Let's do a quick check-in with our emotional state. Let's all check in. We're all good people.
All good people. I'm doing okay. I'd say I'm doing okay.
I got my meds changed recently, so I'm doing better. How about you, Ellie?
What did they give you?
Effexor instead of Lexapro. Everyone, email me.
How's it doing?
It's not working.
Is that your Yelp review?
Yeah.
Would give it zero if I could.
It's not working yet.
I started taking some crazy shit about an hour ago.
What'd you take?
I'm not going to go on any trampolines.
Are you serious?
It's Chinese medicine, so who the hell knows?
Oh.
No, I went to acupuncture today, and then they're like, and take these. And then immediately, I was like, thank you. And then immediately, I drove away from the place, pulled over two streets over, and started Googling, what the fuck is this stuff?
I know.
And I was like, it's got so many letters that don't go together in my native language. And
is it just herbal stuff?
It's just herbal things, but it's like for like PMS symptoms and like liver cleansing and fixes global warming and your childhood. So, and I have to take these little pearls. They look like black pearls.
They're kind of sweet too, right?
They're cute. And they smell like licorice. And I have to take 8 of them 3 times a day. So I'm just swallowing BBs.
They're probably fine though.
I don't know. See how I feel.
Right? Probably just like dried herbs from the store. Or
Something. And not enough to really.
I love the placebo effect. I'm a big fan of the placebo.
Does it work for you?
So just, yeah, just believe it's going to work.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They should make a new antidepressant called Placebo or something. Just like, sure, it's just a Tic Tac. And you're like, all right, this is amazing.
I take it.
I'm amazing.
It's like a help you sleep
thing. No side effects.
None.
Placebo.
Placebo. Placebo.
So not covered by any insurance and no generic. $90 a
month. But you can get it at 7-Eleven.
Of course.
Let's do Midnight Snack.
Oh,
yeah. She's a food girl.
Let's talk Midnight Snack. All right.
You have to confess your favorite secret Midnight Snack. No one's around. No one's looking. It's not a foodie thing. It's like you're embarrassing. Like no one knows I eat Cheese Whiz thing.
I love Funyuns. I love Funyuns so much. I will cut your face for a bag of Funyuns.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They're so good.
So good.
What are they made of?
Onion powder.
Potato starch?
It's probably potato starch base that they just flavor with onion powder.
Yeah.
And they kind of like hurt your mouth.
Yeah.
Scratch
it.
God, it's so good.
So you can taste it even better.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have, it opens your pores.
Right.
Also known as your soft tissue.
You can taste the shit out of it.
Epithelial lacerations. Do you have a drink that is like, because there are certain chips and I'm like, I want to diet Dr. Pepper with this. Like, do you have a drink that goes with Funyuns?
Actually, Dr. Pepper does go really well with Funyuns.
It's a good pairing.
Yeah, it's an excellent pairing.
Do you remember when they
had
wasabi Funyuns? Like literally 10 years ago, and I still talk about them.
I don't, because I am kind of late to the Funyun game.
Oh.
Like you'd think that's the sort of thing you discover when you're a kid.
Yeah, I did.
But I discovered it when I was like 30 and should know better.
What was it? Did someone skateboard past you, throw you a bag of Funyuns and just exit your life? What happened?
And then like a guitar riff happened and they left.
I don't know why. I do know that for my old job, sometimes I would do potato chip reviews. So maybe that's how it came into my consciousness.
You know, they have Trader Joe's brand Funyuns.
Which I did
is
not
like
know that.
Pretending to be healthy. Yep.
Are they called like mediocre-ins or something? Or
no,
like,
they're fucking, I think they're pretty comparable.
Really?
So get that and then it won't be embarrassing to have in your cupboard.
Who's embarrassed though? If someone threw open your cupboard and saw some Funyuns, wouldn't you just want to be like, yeah, dog. Yeah.
What is this in your cupboard nonsense?
Right.
If I'm buying a bag of Funyuns, I'm eating them.
That's a good point. As though you have surplus Funyuns.
Right.
Where can I store this surplus? In your face.
Down the hatch.
Yeah. That's one of those things where I have those days where you're just like, fuck it. And then you just get like, for me, I'll get like a pirate's booty, like the cheese or the cheesy ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like a dumb diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And just,
I have
those Maui onion chips.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good and give you the worst
salt
breath.
Vinegar. Yeah. Oh my God. I love salt and vinegar chips. If I'm getting a sandwich somewhere, I can't not have salt and vinegar chips.
You know? I like it.
Do you shove them in the sandwich?
Yep.
Like a Edward Cosby style? What am I talking
Who's
about?
Edward Cosby?
I don't know, you guys.
Tell me where that came from. I want to break that down.
I don't know. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I meant Bill.
Does Bill Cosby do that?
Bill Cosby puts potato chips in hoagies and he hopes that Claire Huxtable doesn't catch him.
Right. You're not allowed to reference Bill Cosby anymore.
Well, I know, but that's why I said Edward on accident. But the other thing is like Bill Cosby, like you can eat a sandwich. The weirder thing is that you've got you have a gynecologist's office in the basement.
Yeah. That's, does he wash his hands?
Probably
that's
not.
A good question.
What a bummer. He ruined himself for us.
Yep.
Lunch meat though.
What a dick.
I have a friend who's doing it, who's a med student and he's doing his rotations in OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how asexual are you? And he's like, pretty asexual.
Kind of staring into the void every day.
Just like, he like, wow, things are happening to him. Things are splashing on him.
No!
That he's like, I'm going to take a little bit of just like a quick break from vaginas.
Okay. So that's like with unhealthy vaginas.
Yeah.
But what about like someone who's just coming in for a checkup and like everything's great.
Everything
is A-okay with this vag.
And like, her name's Catherine.
Yeah, just saying, fellas.
And Colleen from the health guys.
Yes.
Yeah, picturesque.
Thumbs
you might
up.
Say, write picturesque on your chart.
What about
doctor.
my vagina's Yelp review is five star.
Gold standard.
Nice,
I think typically if you're in a hospital.
Right.
Something's happening.
Oh, right.
Usually it's a portal for another human
right.
being.
Uh-huh. Which just, uh-huh. I asked a girl recently that I won't say who it is, like, we were talking about just like her baby and like random stuff about her baby. And then I was like, how's your vag? Like, I don't know her well enough to have said that, but I was like dying to
it's
know.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Right. I was like, how's your vagina? Like, tell me the honest truth. Cause everyone's always like, it ruins your puss.
Right.
And she was like, listen, I made a mistake of looking at it after the first like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And it looked like, she said something like, it looked like you had thrown acid in someone's face and it was like melting off. And then she's like, God. But then it went back to normal and it was fine.
Oh,
I know. So I was like super relieved.
It's been 17 years.
Yeah. The kid.
She just dropped the kid off at college and she's right. like, and we're back.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh my God.
I know. Birth.
I love that she, can we go back? She made the mistake of, was she walking naked on a mirror? How did you so. Glance?
I think she was like naked and she's like, let me check this out.
Let like, me just open this up and tilt myself to a full-length mirror.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Right. Not after having a baby.
Never after having a baby.
Right.
After Pilates. No, that's not true. Which is the same onions. Thing.
Ugh.
Actually, the thing that I hate that I was thinking about
don't
for
say
you guys.
It.
Oh, save it. Save okay. it for fuck that.
Okay.
And if it's a vagina.
Or do you want to think of another one?
Even better.
There is so much that I hate. I can save it. We can just like bring it back to vaginas
okay.
later.
I mean, have, yeah, you the have rest of this convo right? is going to be about vaginas. Let's ask a slumber party question.
Oh,
okay.
What What's off the tip of your tongue?
Perfect day. Let's do perfect day.
Okay.
Should we do perfect day?
Perfect.
Let's do, okay. Let's do light as a feather.
Oh.
What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of dieting or
oof.
Trying to lose weight or
oof.
Dumbest cleanse you've ever been on?
I had a cleanse where you just stick your finger into your throat.
Right.
And throw up all the food that you oh. ate.
Do you know I've actually tried to bulim and I can't do it.
You can't do it?
No, I try and get my finger down there and mm-hmm. I think there might be a mental thing where my brain is like secretly being like, don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You're ruining your yeah, everything. But I can't like make it happen.
That's good.
Ever. It's a Pandora's epiglottis. You just don't want to open that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I succeeded in bulimia once when it was like Thanksgiving and I had smoked a clove and I think I maybe had a touch of food poisoning. So I was just like, shit needs to come up. But other than that, like once I ate too many nachos and I was like, maybe I shouldn't have eaten. And then I was like, nope, 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 nope.
Can I clarify that I don't do this anymore? And that was a long time ago. And I was
sure.
And I'm not bulimic and usually I should get help if you are, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Don't,
what have you guys
it's
done?
It's so bad for your teeth.
It's so bad for your teeth
everything.
And esophagus and
acid, speaking of throwing acid on something,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, not an effective diet method.
No.
Method.
Drink a lot of yerba mate tea.
Oh.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Been there.
Do you think that helps you control your appetite?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. It's, but you remember, were you there during my yerba mate phase, George?
No,
before
I met
you.
About it. It was probably me, yeah.
I had a
you were drinking it for like, I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep.
Yeah. I remember your yerba mate face.
Yeah, because you guys work together.
Mm-hmm.
Shit works. It works. But it also spins you down an anxiety spiral that you can't claw yourself out of.
It makes me crazy. It's weird because it's like some days I'm like, yeah, I had some yerba mate. Other days I'm like, oh, holy shit, I drank so much yerba mate. And it's not like a different amount. Maybe it's like I forgot to eat breakfast or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
it can make
sense.
You nuts.
It can trigger like a hypomanic episode.
Yes.
Like to the point where it's like you're on cocaine.
Wow.
And you just got this shit at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
But you're just like, I'm going to get everything done. I'm going to get everything done. What are you doing? How's that happening? Who needs to eat? I don't know. Like I'm going to go for a run. Let's make it 10 miles. And you're just like, what kind of weird.
I want that.
It's, you know, what's interesting about it though, is that it acts as an MOAI or something inhibitor. It's MAOI. I can't remember. It's like monooxidase. But it almost acts as an antidepressant in some people.
Oh,
really?
So, and I think you have to probably, need it a little bit in order for it to work. I think some people maybe don't need to inhibit that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do some research on it, it can actually mess with your brain chemicals where it works like an antidepressant.
I was reading about Adderall and how some scientist was like, it's meth. It's just,
really?
It's meth.
Oh.
It's a little bit different, but chemically it's the same fucking thing. Adderall is meth.
But it calms down some hyperactive kids, right? Does
sure,
meth calm
but it's,
some, does meth chill some adults out?
Probably, but it's the something something the way it gets into the blood brain barrier is the same something something as meth. But
that's from the published paper,
right?
The something
something
with the thing with the got it.
Quote me on that.
How do you spell something? I'll look that up.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? It's the same thing. Oh, yeah. But it's so over diagnosed ADD these days.
Right, right. Wait, if something is supposed to be an antidepressant, you said like it can mess with your brain chemistry. But if someone doesn't need an antidepressant, is it bad for them to take an antidepressant?
Hmm. I don't know if it. I don't know. I have no idea if it messes up some sort of receptors.
I have no idea. Think right.
I don't know.
I've always wondered about depression because I've never understood how you know if you're depressed or not because you can't get inside other people's brains and like compare
what is depression.
Yeah.
Right. I think that when you guys were explaining what it's like to get things done and to be excited, and I got jealous. That's how I know that I need help.
Oh.
Because nothing, just like nothing sparks.
Yeah.
Do you get excited about things? Like your new, Georgia, both of you guys recently launched new podcasts in the last couple of weeks. My Favorite Murder, Georgia.
Thank you.
For Eladio. Again, How It Got in Your Mouth. Do you get excited about that? That's doing well? Do you get excited about it?
Yeah.
You're excited about your wedding?
Yeah.
You're excited about having a Meyer lemon tree?
Hell.
I'm thrilled about that.
No, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's good. Let's ask another question.
That was a brilliant segue.
Thank you.
I don't want to make
this everything's good.
The Georgia Depression Hour. Do you want it to be the Allie mild amounts of anxiety, sporadic depression, and failing endocrine system hour?
Let's do it.
Did you want to ask another slumber party question?
What about killing a Benjamin?
That's a great one.
If you had to spend $100 right this very fucking moment.
On something dumb.
Something stupid. What would you spend it on?
It would be shoes.
Yeah.
Oh. No question.
Sure it would be shoes.
I'm sure. My mom, whenever she sees my closet, is like, okay, Imelda. Imelda Marcos. Yeah, because I've got she has two pairs of shoes, so anything more than that is obscene.
Do you have a thing that you go for? Are you I'm a heels girl? You're colorful flats is what you have on.
I mean, colorful flats. Right now I'm wearing the brightest yellow.
Love them.
Coach flats I'm not fancy. I had a gift certificate and they were on sale.
Oh,
they ended up costing
great.
Me $20.
They're cute.
What?
I love flats.
Love them. Plus, it's true that men in Los Angeles are not very tall. So I tend not to wear heels because it upsets them deeply when women are towering over them.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
So,
flats I have certain boots I don't wear on a date.
Mm-hmm. Got to wear flats on a first date.
Yeah.
I do like to wear a cape and a crown and a cod piece.
Yes.
But I keep those shoes low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cape them low. Mm-hmm. So you'd spend it on shoes.
Yeah. No question. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah. That's a good
that's
one.
What would you get, Georgia?
I've never spent $100 on a pair of shoes. It'd be fun to just be like, I'm going to do this right now.
What about for your wedding?
No.
Let's get you the kind of those Lucite heels.
Oh,
that looks so nice.
Like stripper shoes.
Yes. Come on. Big spiky ones that you can barely teeter down the aisle.
Oh my God. Can there be a rose inside one of the heels?
Something borrowed. You can just do something borrowed. You borrow mine.
Cool. Yeah.
You borrow my Lucite heels.
Right. I don't wear a size 11 though. Oh.
Listen, once you shave your feet, they get a little bit smaller.
And what would I spend $100 on right now? I would spend it on a charcuterie plate tray. What about you?
Wait, do you mean the tray or to eat?
To eat it.
Okay.
I'd go to a restaurant or maybe caviar. Ooh. It's always food.
What is it? Petrosian?
Petrosian.
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 Yes.
I had lunch there.
Oh, I want to go there. Maybe a champagne and caviar lunch.
Very elegant.
I got a book with me, or you guys can come if you want.
We're sitting at another table taking pictures of you and posting them on the internet.
You like doing the eating alone thing, don't you?
I love it.
You must have so much more self-confidence than I do. Because
I think it looks mysterious. But it also has to be the right setting.
Okay.
I can't walk into a busy restaurant on a Friday night and be the only person there not. And if I can read.
Okay.
What if you're crying and it's Valentine's Day?
That'd be kind of cool, though. That's performance art.
Oh, my God.
That would be kind of cool. If I ever have to do tastings for Unique Sweets and Georgia's not there and I'm taking notes, people ask me what I'm doing. I tell them I just went through a breakup and I'm writing poetry.
I love that.
Because you have, seven pies in front of you and a notebook.
I can't imagine doing that alone.
That's genius.
That's pretty great.
So good.
So you would spend it on caviar.
Caviar. What about you?
Oh, boy. Oh, I just had the dumbest thought.
What?
I would just go buy, a year's supply worth of green tea in Little Tokyo so that I just didn't have to go back down there again.
I like it.
Okay, that's kind of shitty.
Green tea's good.
Can it be something a little more?
Yeah, no, it was not fun at all. I'm going for a massage at Bliss tomorrow.
Are you?
That's great.
It's Daylin's bachelorette.
Oh, nice.
So I'm already, and I got acupuncture today. I'm just all about self care. So I feel like I just do not deserve that at all.
Yes, you do. You have to go into self care. You have to get in the mind. Like, even if you're going to say self care, which I think is the most disgusting phrase of terrible. All time.
It reminds me of a breast exam.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But you got to buy into it if you're going to do it.
I know. I would get a cleaning person.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Preferably a white male cleaning person.
Like with muscles?
No, but just someone who is born with a lot of privilege, who is cleaning because he wants to.
Sure.
Not because...
But if he's doing it because he wants to, isn't that still the patriarchy?
And he's not going to do a good job.
Damn it. Yeah. I'm just saying, it makes me really sad to have like a middle-aged woman...
That's what I have.
...who came from somewhere else who's doing this because...
Listen, I pay her $100 fucking dollars know, to clean this little apartment.
I know, but I could do that, but I know, but I just... I just... It makes
me now you're belittling maybe her job that she likes, and like that being a cleaning person isn't... okay, so like let
I actually
her be.
Do know a white male cleaning person who's just an artist.
I wouldn't want him cleaning my house. I want him in my house.
Mm-mm.
Really? Mm-mm. He does not enjoy doing it.
Yeah, fuck him.
But he likes the money. But I feel too bad about it.
I think it's fine.
But I also know that I don't do a good enough
professionals like, do a better job.
Yep.
Like, you legitimately will have a cleaner apartment if you hire someone to do
I
it.
I look at my stove and I'm like,
right.
The longer you wait, the shittier it's going to be.
I know. So you're saying 30-some years is too long.
I get mine done about once a month.
Yeah.
Ish. And it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just like coming home and, oh my God, they dusted everything.
Yeah. I know. I gotta get on that. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Can I borrow $100?
You can borrow my cleaning lady.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So that's how you'd kill a Benjamin.
Yep.
What about your perfect day?
What's
Georgia Heartstark.
Oh, me?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking at you. Oh. So making you start.
I guess my wedding.
Oh, that is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be everyone you know and love in one area. Catherine and I are both going to be there.
I know.
That's Can we bring signs?
Yay.
Let's say
yay.
Hold them up. Yeah, like we're at a rally.
Yay, Vince.
That would be fun.
A rally wedding.
Imagine if no one brought a Yay Vince sign, though. That'd be like a little like...
I like both that. Of them.
It's going to be somewhere very picturesque.
It's going to be a good day. So that...
Is the ceremony indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Okay.
It's all in the same room. There's not really a ceremony. It's just like a 10-minute
Are you
going to
be like, hey, everyone look at us for a second?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's Do you know who's performing it yet?
Yeah. This comedian that Vince has known forever named Josh Weinstein, who's like super cool and nice and married to like... a nice person, and they're like happy.
Aww.
And he's Jewish, which I like.
Nice.
Just that, like, that's the only Jewish part of the wedding is that the person who's marrying us is Jewish.
If he weren't married and happy, would you not want him to marry you?
I don't think it would be the same.
Because you would think like he doesn't believe in it.
Well, at first Vince was like, let's have this person marry us. Cause he's really cool. And I was like, he had an affair on his wife recently. I don't want him marrying us. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
It's like, I want someone who understands what marriage is because they've, not that people who aren't don't, but he's been married.
I'm officiating a wedding a week before yours.
Well, you know what I mean? Like if you were in a miserable marriage.
Yeah, totally. So did Josh like interview you guys so that he could make it personal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. What's your perfect day, Catherine?
Wait, is this what we would do for our perfect day?
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, anything. You can jetpack across Turkey. You can...
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like... Hawaii. It would be in Hawaii, first of all. And it would start with snorkeling first thing in the morning. Oh. Like, because when the water is, like, still clear, that's, like, 7 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Totally do that. Like, get up early. Then have sushi for breakfast, which, like, freaks out white people, but it's, like... So then, like, hang out on the beach and maybe, like, go... in a jungle or something,
sure.
And, like, tromp around, and then, like, honestly, have dinner at like 5 p.m. Drink all the tiki drinks,
yeah.
Go to bed
in a nice big bed with a net around it.
Yes,
oh, I love
crisp
it.
Linens.
Yeah, totally.
Open window,
Himalayan, fully tropical. Pink Himalayan sea salt lamp.
Yeah,
glowing in the corner.
Got to get those ions.
Fuck yeah,
got to get them,
dude. I'll take yours. I mean.
You can come on mine.
I'm going to come.
I think it would be even more perfect if I had friends on this perfect day.
Yeah.
So you guys are invited.
Okay.
So I'll take the right side of the bed. You take the left.
Perfect.
Perfect. We'll eat all of your leftovers.
Yeah.
We'll just hover behind you the entire time.
You guys have
time.
To play with my hair as I fall asleep, though. Yeah. That's the deal.
Can I braid your hair?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just going to stroke your face a lot. And you'll be like, and that's enough of you guys. You can actually go now.
What's
that's
your perfect day, Allie?
I think I would be, you know, something, but I think it would be cold air, crisp air, maybe snowy with a campfire outdoors.
Mm.
So there's a cabin,
mm-hmm.
fireplace inside,
mm-hmm.
lap dog, intermittently go outside to tend to a fire, perhaps go on a long hike and mm-hmm. look for animals.
Can there be a fire in the cabin too?
Yes, but it's contained in the hearth.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Can I?
Your cabin's not on fire. There's a fire in the cabin.
My perfect day is just arson. Just watching lives crackle into cinders.
Wow.
My enemies.
Come on.
Randos. I think it would be, I would absolutely be wearing something plaid.
Oh.
And nice. Probably boots. And there would probably be someone male mm-hmm. who I enjoyed.
Just not a house, your house cleaner.
Not my house cleaner.
Different guy.
Although if you were good at it.
Yeah.
You never
Amen.
Know.
Amen.
Not, it could be a love connection.
Then you don't have to pay for it again.
Nope. Never again. No. Only in hugs and kisses.
Yeah. It's weird how when you get in a relationship with them, they suddenly stop liking cleaning houses, you know, and they're like.
That happens.
I had a dude once. I love giving massages when we were dating. And then when we were like in a relationship, he was like. I don't feel like it.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
He's like, I love lying to women.
Right.
And he's like, I'm gonna stop doing that.
Turned out.
Boys, how's your love life, Catherine?
I mean, you know, happening. There's this thing. I remember once in my late 20s, a guy who was slightly older than me being like, I don't know what it is, but when women are in their early to early mid 30s, they're like peak hot. And I was like, okay, now I'm 33. Oh my God, I am so popular. It is bonkers. I get asked out so much.
That's awesome. You got asked out at the bartending thing we were at.
Yeah.
Or some like bartender hit on you.
Yeah.
He looked cute I couldn't see.
He was super cute, but he was also kind of being like, I'm like a brand ambassador.
Ew.
So I was like, thank you.
I'm good.
But I know it's like, I don't look different. Like nothing has changed. It's just like, I don't know. I'm like 33 and yeah. Yeah.
You're seriously. A fox, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Maybe you don't have that, like, that 28-year-old look in your eye of, like, it's, like, cocky, frightened.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Well,
yeah,
you think
totally.
You know everything.
Yeah.
Cocky, frightened, hungover.
Hungover, cocky, frightened.
Broke.
Stupid.
That's, yeah.
Broke.
Late 20s.
Roommate. You have a roommate.
Right. Yeah. You smell like you don't have a roommate.
Which, that's true. Yeah.
People can smell
and it's true.
You living
they
alone.
They can also tell that like I'm sort of like sexually open. Like right. Nothing weirds me out anymore.
Right.
You don't even have a safe word now.
You're not even a virgin anymore in the last
crazy.
Couple of years.
Barely.
Finally. Mm. That helps. Well, you're a catch. So run by the applicants. We'll have a look.
Yeah.
And then we'll reject those that we see fit.
I have a folder that I update Fantastic. Constantly, like weekly, so I can just bring it by here sometimes.
It's a big black book instead of a little black book in the 70s.
It's headshots.
Enormous.
It's full binder. You have
of
binders of men.
I do.
Binders of men.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fucking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's do fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck that. One thing you hate so much. Fuck that. Fuck it right off planet Earth. Okay. And then one thing that you love so much, you would lay it down and you would whisper in its ear and you would slow bone it.
Yeah.
We're going to start with negative stuff so that we can end on a positive
oh, I
note.
Love that. Okay.
Because we don't want to be too dour.
Right.
We'll start with yours. What's one thing that you fucking hate?
There's this product that I just found out about. It's called Herbal Womb Detox Pearl. So sorry to bring it back to vaginas again.
Go ahead.
But it's this little herb sachet like in cheesecloth that uh-huh. you have to buy at a store and you stick it up there and
Ooh.
It says that it can like cure fibroids and also foul odor.
Oh. Mm.
And I think actually what I hate is that like we're still being marketed products that are supposed to like shame you.
Yeah, you're stinky,
your
gross vagina.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
No one's gonna
Yeah, it's so weird to me. And the whole, like, vagina steaming thing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow is all about. Like, yeah. Why would you do... Everyone, shouldn't we all
leave
know?
It alone.
Like, leave it alone.
Right.
Leave it alone. If it smells really foul, you might have an infection. You should go to a doctor.
Like, first eat a pineapple. Right. If that doesn't fix it, go to a doctor.
Eat a pineapple.
But, like, don't stick things up things.
Yeah. Right,
in general.
Right.
Douching. What a I can't believe you can still buy a douche.
I know. When you go to like vinegar, the drugstore and you can still buy Summer's Eve, I find that
crazy.
So wild.
It's crazy.
And so what happens? Do people take this and they shove it up there and then does it wreak havoc?
Yeah, because if you introduce a foreign object into an environment where it's not supposed to be,
right.
then that's when the infections start.
Why do people put it... what's it for?
Well, it says womb detox, which...
Poopery for your pussy.
That's exactly what it is. Do we not all know that vaginas and wombs are two different parts of the body?
Yeah, those are... I was going to say, I was like, do you have to get it through?
Yeah. Like the cervix? Right.
Right.
Oh, you do?
Right.
No, you don't.
Oh, God.
It's just they're like playing on the fact that sex ed doesn't exist
right.
anymore, I'm guessing.
That's like calling balls a dick.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It is.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of a potpourri sack... Mm-hmm. Why don't men get marketed this?
I know.
To like dip it in oils or something.
The
I don't know,
dick
guys.
Stank? Stanky dick?
I don't know.
Or like some sort of gentleman's spray?
Right. I don't even think they have that. Which, by the way, dudes, you're all fine. We're all fine with
it. Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone just use soap. Yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah.
No need to shove anything up any things.
Don't be shoving things up things.
Can you imagine if they marketed incense sticks for men?
Oh. Ow!
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Ooh, is that what you're saying? Up the urethra?
If they did that, like an incense stick. Can you imagine if they did that?
I'm imagining it and it's hurting.
I know, it hurts my dick.
Yeah.
Oh no, we both... I love that I admitted my dick.
I know.
George is still keeping it on the DL. Just kidding. We don't have
What do you hate, Allie?
That's a great question. Can you say what you hate while I look my nose?
I hate... Here's the thing. I'm really excited for my wedding. Get married to Vince. I hate weddings. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to not being marketed weddings. Or not being like... Not having weddings jammed down my fucking throat. Because you know when you look at something online, then immediately on your Facebook feed and on your Instagram, every advertisement is for that thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting these like...
Oh.
I'm scrolling on Instagram and it's like wedding photography. And it's like this fucking... The same annoying couple like open mouth laughing at each other.
Right.
And they're like wedding photo. And I'm so sick of them. And then it's just like all this like, buy. Like make people buy this for you. Like go on your dream honeymoon at this like place. And I'm so sick of it. And like all the like Pinterest bullshit that's like Pinterest your perfect day. And like just... And it's like easy steps for centerpieces. And then it's like a 18 step intense, insane thing.
Yeah.
That looks stupid. And it's also a little like babyish. Like you're kind of... It's a little juvenile with the lacy doily shit and the like. Huh. It's so stupid. Everyone needs to calm down about weddings.
When you were planning your wedding, when you were starting to, did you do that whole thing where you're like, I'm gonna think about what kind of bride I am?
No. Is that a thing?
That's the kind of bride you are then, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm Georgia.
That. I've seen that like in magazines and websites and stuff.
Like, what are your options? Like desperate hippie and like dumb rich ladies?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, is it like a princess wedding?
Oh.
Is it like a barn wedding?
I'm the kind of person who has to buy, paying for our own wedding. I think I'm a grown ass woman and I don't, and everything's stupid.
I'm a grown ass. Everything's stupid.
Right? Yeah, but we're having it at the Madonna Inn, which is like perfect. Which is like a little. I feel like it's a little fuck you to like the wedding because it's so tacky. I'm excited.
It's not precious.
It's not precious.
It's almost ironically precious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an ironically precious bride.
I don't think I would be as excited about the wedding if it wasn't at the Madonna Inn.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
That's great. That means you picked the right thing.
Yeah. Okay. What do you hate, Allie?
The thing I hate the most, and I honestly just looked this up on my phone and then we started talking about doilies and I just out the window. This is the dumbest thing to hate.
Love it.
It's so dumb and I hate it.
My one last time was Philly cheesesteaks. So it's fine.
I know, but this is a prissy old person thing to hate.
What is it?
I hate eating dinner late.
What does that...
Why?
It hurts my stomach.
I like eating dinner early.
Oh.
Like, finish
finished by 7 or 8.
There's a good reason for early word specials.
I know, because they're old people. But I hate it when someone texts you and it's like 9:30. Yeah. Like, you want to go get dinner? Because I want to say, I don't want all that food in my stomach when I go to bed. I don't want to eat late. It's not,
you can't digest that way.
I just want to get done with dinner at like 8 o'clock and I want to go to bed at 10.
Oh, okay. Because I get hungry by 10:30 and then I do what they did last night, which is eat a waffle, eat some cheese with dried figs, eat some this, eat some, and then you just eat everything.
You wake up and you just feel like everything hurts.
You know.
I don't know. I just, it's so nice when you just get it over with and it's nice and then it's not like, but yeah. But I've, but it's socially like not cool.
Right.
I think it's fine. No, it's like, you're like, I'd love to take you out for dinner. You're like, sweet, how's 4:30?
Right. Yeah.
Is this a new thing? Where it hurts if you eat too late?
I think I always ate late all the time, so I always woke up with a stomach ache.
Wow.
And then I would go up to my parents, who are in their 70s, and we'd make dinner, and they always eat dinner at like 6 o'clock. Mm. But I would go to bed at like 10 or 11. I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice to go to bed without having a sloshing barrel of guts.
You know what helps is having a day job, and you come home at 5 or whatever, and right. You're like, I'm hungry. I had lunch at noon. I'm hungry for dinner.
Right. Yeah. But it's socially, it's like, but the idea, like, I used to go out and eat like Fred 62, yeah. Like fried mac and cheese balls at like 10. 2 in the morning or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I guess I hate that the window's been open to how much better you feel when you eat early.
Or when you take care of yourself. Yeah.
I hate knowing
so
that.
So responsible.
I don't know. What do you hate?
No,
it's not even
that.
Responsible. It's just like,
what do you love?
Oh, love. Right.
We're going to end on you, Catherine.
Right. Okay. Georgia, what do you love?
I found I found this website. It's new to me. I'm obsessed with it. It's fucking incredible. It's called Yoga Glow, GLO.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's, you get a first month free. They're not telling me to fucking do this. They don't know me. It's just like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yoga classes of any kind. And I usually hate workout videos, but these are fucking great. You can do yoga in your underwear in your living room, which I've been doing. Mm. And there's like so many great teachers, and there's so many like, there's practices for like, do you want to do it for your heart, for your, you know, for your mind, for your body? And then do you want to like, and there's like really specific things that you can work on. And there's just like regular flow yoga, and it's great. I'm really fucking excited about it.
Ooh.
Yoga Glow. And I think it's only like $18 a month once you sign up for it, which is like how much a yoga class cost in fucking LA now.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
So Yoga Glow, GLO.
I've been doing ClassPass.
Oh.
And it's $120 a month. So you better to a lot of yoga.
I don't like, I haven't done it yet and I'm not.
It sounds like a hassle because every 3 classes you have to figure out a new place to
right.
go.
But it makes you go to different things though. You know what I mean? And there's something happening every 15 minutes.
But one of my biggest fear, one of my biggest anxiety moments is walking into a new class.
Yeah.
I really get anxious about that.
Right.
Do you get that?
No, absolutely.
That's why like I find a place and I fucking stay there.
I get it.
It's like, where are the wipes? Where are the Kleenex? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I facing the wrong way?
Right,
what's happening?
Right. Oh, my ultimate fear in life is like, having to be in the front row of a yoga class.
Yeah.
I think I would just have a heart attack
and die. The teacher's always like, move up. Everyone move up.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
and
you.
Yeah. And you're like, there's a reason I got here 25 minutes early and put my mat in the bottom left-hand corner.
Right.
That's because I don't want everyone to see my butt.
I also want to be next to a wall because I fall a lot.
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to touch a wall.
I get it.
You know?
I understand.
Now you got to do it at home in your underwear. Like, everything's cool. It's great.
Can I tell you one more embarrassing thing?
Yeah. Oh my God, tell me.
I did acupuncture today and they made me take my pants off and had a little hole in my underwear.
That's not that embarrassing.
But I thought at least I'd have a cover on, but I was like, how did I not, when I put these on, realize?
Were you with a dude?
No, it was a lady.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were with a dude.
But I still was like, of all my underwear, hey, why do I have this pair of underwear still?
You know what's hard to do, though, is throw away underwear.
Because you never know when you might need it.
Well, because then there, what if someone goes through your trash? And they're like, do you don't think about people going through your trash?
Well, I think about it constantly because there are always people going through
the
trash.
There you go. Yeah.
But I think they know what they're in for. Like,
but I don't want them to want, like, I don't want them to make great someone's underwear.
Oh.
Well, I'm pretty sure they just want bottles and cans so they can feed their kids.
Also, if you're worried about that, like, circumvent the whole situation, sell your gross underwear on the internet. You make the profit off of it.
Yeah, but then you have to send them a photo of you in those underwear.
No, you don't.
I think you do.
No, you
don't. Oh, so they know?
I actually think that the fantasy is a big part of this. I looked into it one night with some friends. I think we were high or something.
Yeah.
Like, wait, how do people do this? And the girls, like, on their websites, they'll describe themselves. And it's always, like, too much a type.
Oh,
like,
right.
People mistake me for Marilyn Monroe all in time. Or whatever it is. You know?
Okay. Selling your used underwear, man. Why not?
Make that money.
Make that money.
You know, a real bummer, though, is if you sell them for $10, they cost $15.
Yeah.
Man.
They should go up in price.
If it's for... People pay a premium for their perversions.
Yeah. Like,
really? Yeah.
More than
$10? More than
$10. Says the girl who splits the check on every date.
You just buy 10 packs of underwear anyways.
I know. Oh, I buy like, I need to go underwear shopping big time. Mm. Like, I need to seriously do some, I just am like, nothing's cute anymore.
Yeah. Right. What do you love?
What do I love? Yeah. I love, flannel. I think I already said that. You know what I love? I love my fucking SodaStream. Have I discussed the SodaStream?
No.
I feel like there was life before SodaStream and after SodaStream.
Wow. It's intense.
Just like, I have sparkles in my fingertips.
Do you ever wonder about like other things that you don't have yet that you're like, I wish I had known I had like for so long?
I think about that with a boyfriend all the time. You know how people are like, I just can't imagine if this cat didn't walk into my life. Or I think about how I'm living the sliding doors version of the bummer of like, I should have just.
What if you're living the positive version of the sliding doors version?
Has anyone cut my face with a knife? Like, no. So I'm pretty, things are good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a SodaStream for my birthday, and I've been worried about recharging the canister. Not a problem. Went to Bed Bath & Beyond, switched it out, had a coupon.
Nice.
Sparkles. Whenever I want them.
That's amazing.
Whenever I want them.
Whenever you want them.
And it doesn't even plug into anything.
You know, I heard that sparkling water helps with restless leg syndrome, too.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. My legs get really restless because I'm dancing out of joy so much.
Really quickly, I want to point out my cat howling in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Hear that? She does that all night.
Really?
Listen.
I don't think they can hear it. I'll do a simulation.
Yeah, anyways, I'm tired. Okay, what do you love SodaStream. Catherine, what do you love?
I love the process by which Hydrox cookies are making a comeback.
Oh,
are you familiar with this?
Coming back.
Yeah, I have no personal feelings about Hydrox cookies. I didn't know them. I mean, I knew they existed, and they're actually older than Oreos. They existed before Oreos. Yeah, I can hear the cat. She doesn't like my story. So Kellogg's owned the trademark, and it turns out that if a company like isn't using a trademark, anyone else can snatch it up.
Oh.
So this guy who owns a food company just wrote, like, as a personal individual, not as this company. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, you guys, you gonna start making Hydrox cookies again? And their like PR team was like, currently we have no plans. And he turned their letter over to the government, was like, see? And the government was like, okay, you can have Hydrox
fuck
if you want.
Yes, dude.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Same recipe, different recipe.
I think he might have had to like figure it out, like backtrack it or whatever.
Uh-huh. What kind of cookie is it?
It's an Oreo. It's I shouldn't say it's an Oreo, but it's the same idea. It's a chocolate sandwich cookie.
Oh, I haven't had them.
Yeah, you can get them some places now.
I was thinking of Speculoos cookies.
Oh, yeah, those
are good.
Cinnamon ones.
Hydrox.
Hydrox are like the ones when you like, go to your aunt's house and she offers you an Oreo and you're like, bitch, that's a Hydrox.
Yeah.
I love that it's like the Pabst Blue Ribbon of cookies.
Yes. That's totally what it is.
I didn't know that little secret about patents. That's cool.
I know. I think it's totally rad. And it turns out like his company is all about bringing back junk foods.
Oh, that's rad.
And his list of candies is so absurd. There's Yummers.
No.
There's Bonkers.
Oh my God.
And there's also Farts candy.
No. With a Z?
No, with an S.
Oh my
Farts.
God.
Just straight up Farts candy.
Is it just dried apricots? What is it?
If I remember correctly, they sounded like they're nerds.
Right.
Because they have like, this is so gross. They have sour farts too. That's
like type of farts. That's a very cabbage
farts. Yeah.
I've never seen those.
No, they're cabbage flavored. Oh my God. Who is this guy? Is he a mysterious billionaire?
No, the company is called Leaf. And I guess it was like his uncle who owned this candy company years ago and it like went defunct and he's bringing it back by like stealing trademarks.
Oh my God.
But I shouldn't say stealing, like he's allowed, but it's a little bit sneaky.
He's putting the fun in defunct.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Really. I love that his company's named Leaf.
Yeah.
And he makes candies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, it's like natural.
He's like, it's called kale. Yeah. We make soda. Like, what the fuck? This guy sounds dope as hell, and I want to see his picture. I will be Googling him.
Yeah.
The company is in Southern California.
Really?
So
let's go there.
Tour.
Next.
Yeah.
Perfect day, you guys.
Yeah,
let's just eat farts.
Eating farts all
I
want
to do. Just mouth open.
Catherine, where can everyone find you online?
Okay. So my podcast is How It Got in Your Mouth. So we have howitgotinyourmouth.com, but you can subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher and everything.
Leave a review and subscribe.
Yeah. Yes, please.
She just started and it's great. You're like 3 or 4 episodes in, right?
4 episodes in.
And it's like the subject is a food and you talk about the history and what people are doing with it now. And
yeah, it's like it comes from my deep and abiding love of food history. Mm-hmm. So it's like each episode is we talk about one dish.
I think that's awesome.
It's so great. There's a cioppino, there's a cheesecake, a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
What's the next episode you're releasing?
Well, then we did chicken and waffles because apparently it has to all be ch sound.
Yeah.
To start with.
Cheeseburger, cheesecake.
Yeah. Chipino. But we're doing tiki drinks coming up too.
Nice.
Like fit a little alcohol in there also.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah. And then I'm on Twitter at Catherine Spires, which is SPIERS, much to everyone's surprise.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I called you Catherine Spears for the first 2 years.
Me too.
Everyone does.
Me too.
Yeah. Everyone
does. And then I was like, oh, Spires is cooler than that.
Yeah. I kind of think my family's just being difficult at this point.
Yeah.
No one ever pronounces it correctly.
Heavy air quotes.
Right.
Your middle name is heavy air quotes Spires, right?
Catherine. Yep. Like to correct people.
Well, we will be gently stalking you.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, gently stalk. Definitely stalk her podcast. If you like listening to people talk into microphones, you're going to love it.
Yay. Speaking of microphones, go to Feral Audio and listen to all the awesome podcasts, including all of our past podcasts, Slumber Party. Yay. We're on Twitter. We're on all the places.
We're on all the places. We're on Instagram and all that. But if you liked this podcast and you're not subscribed, do subscribe so you know when we have a new one. And you can leave a comment. We totally read them. And
we
you
do.
Can rate it.
Thank you.
You know what? Text a friend and say, do you listen to this podcast? Slumber Party?
Do it.
It's so stupid.
Thank
I
you.
Hate it. You should listen to it too.
These girls are terrible people.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to us. And go eat your farts.
Don't mind if I do.
Feral Audio.